of Sports with Hannah Williams, fantasy football expert and Hooters girl. This week on the Tech of Sports, we have Hannah Williams here. And just want to let you know that Modern Life mobile apps are a great way to receive content from the Modern Life Podcast Network on your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS and Android. Don't forget also it's available on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and other apps for your iOS, Android devices. The Tech of Sports, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, and the Tech of Sports is a production of Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Great to have Hannah Williams with a pre-recorded interview join us this week here on the Tech of Sports. Hooters girl from Irving, Texas, big football fan. She's a soon-to-be law student. She's got a master's degree in philosophy, and also she was recognized as the runner-up at the very competitive 2016 Miss Hooters International Bikini Pageant that was held recently in Las Vegas. She loves wings. She loves football, and she's kind of the Hooters resident expert when it comes to fantasy football. So just great to talk about that with her this week. And here's Hannah and our discussion.
Thanks for joining me today. And Hannah, it's been called to my attention that you're a big sports fan, you're a big outdoors person, but we're kind of here to talk about fantasy football a little bit. Tell me kind of your background with sports and how that has led into you becoming a, what I've been told, kind of an expert in fantasy football.
Well, I'm not sure about expert, but I am from Texas, and so we love our football here. It's, you know, what gets us excited, you know, from cradle to grave. So, been watching all my life. I'm actually on, we have our top 10 Hooter Girl Fantasy Football League this year, and so I will be drafting in that this coming Thursday on Google Hangouts, and we'll have a place to watch and get clips from our draft upcoming on social media. So that should be really exciting, but it's just great to get to, I don't know, bring your love of football into sort of a new scope by playing fantasy.
Now, you're, like you mentioned, you're from Texas. You're out of Irving, Texas, the Irving, Texas Hooters. That's pretty close, I think, to a professional football team there in the Dallas Metroplex. Are you a big Cowboys fan?
Yes, of course. I'm sad that the stadium is no longer in Irving, because it actually used to be within eyesight of our Hooters location in Irving. But, you know, it's still close in Arlington, and, you know, the stadium there is even more beautiful, so it's still good. If I can catch a game, all the better.
Well, absolutely, and I think the whole key, of course, to the Cowboys is your quarterback, Tony Romo, staying healthy.
Absolutely, for sure. Definitely. I've always liked Romo. He's a great character. You know, when he focuses, he really gets things done, and so, you know, I'm really excited to see, you know, what he'll bring to Dallas this season, and I don't know, he and Witten and Brian, and it should be good. Very good.
You know your football, and do you do anything? Do you use any technology? Do you use any techniques kind of to get ready for your fantasy football draft?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, technology and fantasy football are, you know, synonymous nowadays. It's, you know, it's so much easier to be able to cross-reference statistics and, you know, review past games, watch clips to see, you know, strengths and weaknesses, especially when picking players. I mean, it's everything. And, you know, it completely changed the game from what it was, you know, even 5 or 10 years ago. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, we have a lot of people that have been playing with fantasy football now for years and years. And I know it kind of depends on what kind of league you're in, kind of how the scoring goes in your particular league. But when you're sitting at the top of the draft board, are you looking quarterback now? Are you looking wide receiver? What kind of your strategy?
Personally, I'm actually looking wide receiver. I mean, health, of course, is everything a player. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, first pick, last pick, quarterback, receiver, you know, special teams, anything. I mean, it's just, you know, how healthy they're going to be. And, I mean, you know, that's up to chance and faith. But, you know, really, I'm actually looking at wide receivers. I really want, you know, yards. I want those points. I want somebody that I know can get the job done and, you know, just be consistent every week. And so my top pick is actually wide receiver Antonio Brown. from the Steelers. And I think this year is going to be his year. I think if he stays healthy, he's even, looking to break some records. And the thing that speaks to me about him is that in college, he was a walk-on. And I love a walk-on. You know that they're hard workers. You know that they didn't slack in their off-season. And that, when they're on the field, they're really going to perform. So that's my my top pick for this year, at least.
And how do you feel a lot of players like pairing that quarterback-wide receiver combo, maybe to try to double dip there on points? How do you feel about that? If you had Antonio, would that mean you'd be looking at Big Ben maybe to have that combo going?
I would be fine with that. I know, the combo is not necessarily maybe the preferred tactic for everybody. I know some people, they look solely at numbers. Some people, they look solely at, performance in games and consistency, and then other people, I guess records of health or suspensions are another thing that they might look for. But I would absolutely love if I could get Ben as the duo, because I know in third practices right now, they really have a good connection. And, last season they, put a lot of points on a lot of people's boards. And so, if I could, that would be absolutely stellar. But, if I also got maybe Cam Newton or Aaron Rodgers, I think I would really benefit from that as well, just because I know that they're also very strong players, very healthy, and, very experienced in duo situations. They know when to run, know when to pass, so it would be beneficial either way.
Yeah, and those are two quarterbacks sometimes that can run for a few yards, too, and that sometimes can make the difference between winning and losing a game each week. And like you said, it really is a passing league now. That's where most of the points and yards are generated. But, maybe running backs were the first picks of people years ago. No longer the case, but is running back still important to you? Are you still looking to get a running back in the first few rounds?
I would hope so. I think a running back is, also important. I think, the stronger that you can get your team, albeit again, either from just past experience points in fantasy draft class or statistics or just, I guess, anything, intuition or what have you. But, I think, a running back still isn't a lost start. It is a passing league nowadays, but, it's still good to have somebody that, can run and have a wide radius and, good insight on the field and make smart decisions. So it's definitely still, very important. I wouldn't put it off. And if I could get a good running back and, the third or fourth pick, then, all the better.
We're with Hooters girl and Hooters Miss International contestant Hannah Williams. You're talking a little fantasy football. This is great. Hannah, when it comes to setting the defense, are you the type of person that looks at maybe if you have a couple defenses on your roster, who they're playing each week, and you maybe are one to kind of switch up the defenses depending on the matchups?
I think it's wise. I think that, not every defense is for every offense. And, if you do have the ability to diversify and to adapt based on, statistics or intuition, I think you absolutely should. And, it's cliche for a reason, but the best defense is still the best offense. It's not something to pass off and something to definitely consider each week and, consider for each case-to-case that you have.
Absolutely. We're talking with Hannah Williams here. She not only knows her fantasy football, I'm learning some stuff. She was the runner-up at the 2016 Miss Hooters International Bikini Pageant that just happened in Las Vegas. She does a lot with the community. She's very active with the causes Hooters is involved in. How long have you been a Hooters girl, Hannah?
I'm going on 2 years, so I'm still pretty fresh.
going on.
I love it. It's awesome.
And it's got to make you feel good, or you probably kind of get excited when you're having a fantasy football draft party at your local Hooters.
Oh, absolutely, for sure. Yeah, it's a wonderful environment. We have a exclusive fantasy draft pack brought to us by Bleacher Report for Hooters. And inside the pack, if you register to have your draft party at Hooters, you will get over $200 of coupons for the upcoming year. So wings, appetizers, anything that you need for drafts or while you're watching games or, stress eating while you're watching games. Maybe your pick is not doing so good or doing great or anything like that. And then also pre-pint glasses for everybody in the draft party, and a chance to win a trip for 12 to the professional football draft for the 2017 year, or two tickets to the college football championship. So I totally endorse having your draft party at Hooters. I don't know where on earth else you would want to do it, but that's the best one, and it's got a lot of perks.
You didn't even really mention the wings, Hannah, and that's reason enough to have it. And there, you guys even have a special hashtag set up on social media. It's a pound hashtag Hooters Draft Party for any and all of your information, or for maybe people that are having their fantasy football draft party at Hooters. This is a good way to trash talk and kind of get ready for your draft. I don't want to put you on the spot, Anna, but what's maybe a player or something that you might be able to pick up late in the draft that is maybe kind of a sleeper pick? I know that there's tons of sleepers, and if you're like me, my team last year started out 0-8. I thought I had a great team after the draft, and then injuries decimated me, so including Jordy Nelson out for the year. But, you know, what's maybe a sleeper pick? Is there maybe a comeback player or somebody you maybe will draft, maybe a favorite player of yours that's kind of a sleeper?
Peter Riggs would actually probably be my sleeper pick. And I know that might be my favorite song. Some people might, you know, look at last season and, you know, be like, what's wrong with her? Or, you know, look at his stats and be like, well, of course, you know, why wouldn't you? That's a top pick, you know, sleeper. That's, you know, his name or something like that. But I think, you know, Riddick, you know, he, again, if, you know, I mean, the success of fantasy is his point, and, you know, he gets great yardage, he can run the ball. Sort of a Renaissance man, you know, when he first came to the Lions, he, you know, played a lot of positions, but he did very well in all of them. So I think that he has good players for him. Beyond just, you know, the position he plays, I mean, you know, he sort of, I guess, has that intuition with, you know, his players on the field, and so he'll make good split decisions, and, you know, I don't know where to run, and I feel very optimistic about him, so I would say that he is my top sleeper pick. If not, you know, one of the players I, you know, might actually, I don't know, try to strike out for when we're doing our inaugural fantasy draft, so I'm excited for a season, and I'm excited to watch.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun year. It's really wide open, I think. You know, we saw a couple teams emerge last year, but I think it's wide open. And one other thing, last question, kind of one of the most important picks you make maybe as a backup quarterback in this day and age where quarterbacks matter so much. Do you spend a pick on a backup QB early in the draft, or do you kind of wait to the end?
I think a backup QB is. And it's a wise idea for sure. And, you know, I mean, really, QB's performance is only, you know, so much of what goes on in the field and, you know, what will make or break your fantasy season. But, I mean, you know, it's the beginning, and it's like, you know, you always want a strong beginning and a strong finish. So it is wise to consider a strong backup QB. And actually, in the third draft party pick, courtesy of Bleacher Report, we do have, or it included is full list of top ranked players, courtesy of Bleacher Report, players to avoid, sleepers, you know, rookies to look out for, things like that. So it's, you know, it is very beneficial to have your draft party at Hooters. We have, you know, everything you need that, you know, will give you a special edge to make sure that your season is, you know, very memorable and gives you a lot of bragging rights.
Great, great stuff, Hannah. She's not only smart and beautiful, she's very educated when it comes to fantasy football. Hannah Williams, she's from the Irving, Texas Hooters, and she was the runner-up at the 2016 Miss Hooters International Bikini Pageant. So, Hannah, great advice. Good luck to your teams, and good luck drafting, and, you know, help some of those guys out when they're having their draft at Hooters. They need some help, some of them.
Definitely noted. Thank you.
want to thank Hannah for coming on the Tech of Sports this week. Just a great show and great preview to your fantasy football season from Hannah Williams, the Hooters girl who was the runner-up in the Miss Hooters International Bikini Pageant this year. Just want to give you a reminder that the Modern Life Podcast Network has many other shows which may be of interest to you. Podcast award-nominated shows. Head over to the Modern Life Podcast Network, modernlifepodcastnetwork.com, and check out all those shows that are available. So football season's coming up. We'll be talking a lot more football as we move on here on the Tech of Sports. This has been the Tech of Sports Podcast, a Modern Life Podcast Network production.